91X News.
It's minus 2 degrees and sunny at 8 o'clock. Good morning, I'm Jennifer Bowman. A grade 12 law student from PECI says she was shocked by disgraced pathologist Charles Smith's visit to her class last Friday. Nicole Klinstuber has the story.
When Jocelyn Wilson arrived at her law class on Friday, she was shocked to see Charles Smith sitting at the front of her class. Wilson wrote a report on one of Smith's cases that led to a wrongful conviction, so she knew about his past prior to his visit.
I was freaked out to be in the class because I knew that he was, like, disgraced, and he's been charged with perjury and stuff like that, like he's paid fines.
Wilson said the class wasn't informed ahead of time about Smith's visit because the student who invited him and the teacher wanted to avoid media attention. Had she been given a heads up about Smith's visit, Wilson said she would have skipped his lecture.
If I had have known that he was going to be there, I don't think that I would have went to class that day, just because everything that I've read through like news articles and whatever, he just doesn't come off as a guy that I would want to sit and listen to.
The school board is currently reviewing how Smith was invited and working toward a school-wide policy on guest speaker approvals. Nicole Klinstuber, 91X News, Belleville.
Some students and staff at Loyalist College arrived to school to find some racial messages posted on bulletin boards. Business cards promoting a website that supported the racial message appeared on bulletin boards around the school yesterday, but have since been removed. Loyalist College spokeswoman Diane Spencer says racial messages will not be accepted.
That is absolutely not condoned, and this is the first time that I've been made aware of this, but I can assure you that the material will be removed from any bulletin boards where it's appeared.
Spencer says bulletin boards are monitored regularly to prevent cases like this. There appear to be more questions than answers about construction of a bridge over the Trent River along the 401. The construction has led to the closure of Quinte West exit ramps along the 401. Construction was supposed to be completed in August, but as James Bowler reports, it's going to be a while yet.
If you're frustrated about the delays in the 401 between Belleville and Brighton, or having to detour to get to your destination, your frustrations may continue. Brandy Duhame is with the Ontario's Ministry of Transportation. She says that they're aiming for the construction to be done by the end of the year, but
we may see the ramps closed again in the spring for a short period.
But Quinte West Mayor John Williams says as far as he knows, the ramps are supposed to be open before the end of the year.
Indications are that it'll be open end of this month.
The confusion continues when it comes to the possible extra costs associated with the extension of the bridge widening project.
At this point, it's really hard to predict what the additional costs will be for the whole contract.
When asked about where those funds would come from, Duhame wasn't sure.
It's really hard to predict right now if there will be any impacts and exactly where that money would come from.
It does appear, though, the driving headaches will continue at least until the end of this year. James Bowler, 91X News, Trenton.
Everything is being upgraded these days, and now it's nature's turn. Christine Hostler has more.
It will be quite a long time before Ontario enacts the accessibility standards for the built environment, but Quinte Conservation is looking at getting a head start. Jennifer May Anderson is a communications specialist for the conservation. She says they are starting plans to make accessible trails.
One of the things we realized when walking our trails is that they are not, for the most part, very accessible for people who might have mobility issues. And we thought that it would be a good idea to develop a more accessible trail.
Plans include benches for resting and expanding wheelchair accessibility. After the design is complete, the conservation will be holding more fundraisers to get the estimated $100,000 they think the project will cost. Christine Hostler, 91X News.
A Chatham-Kent police officer has been arrested on charges of threatening and criminal harassment. Windsor police were called in to investigate following a complaint against the officer, a 15-year veteran. The charges are in relation to off-duty domestic incidents. The officer has been suspended from duty and will appear in court in Chatham on December 14th. Guy Turcotte, a Quebec doctor who admits killing his two children in 2009, appears today before a mental health review board. Many Quebecers were outraged last summer when a jury found Turcotte not criminally responsible for the deaths of his 5-year-old son and 3-year-old daughter. The panel will eventually decide if he will remain in a psychiatric institution, released, or freed with conditions. European leaders have welcomed Greece's decision to scrap a referendum on a hard-fought European bailout plan. Reporter Tom Rivers says leaders of the Group of 20 summit in France are meeting again today to try to work out ways to stem Europe's debt crisis.
The world leaders are back at it again, but they're finding a solution to the European debt crisis can't be built in a day or two. On day two here, there's talk on getting the International Monetary Fund more involved in Europe. On specifically Greece, the referendum may be gone, but a governmental no-confidence vote for this evening local time remains. Seems there's never a dull moment these days in Athens.
Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou's party holds a razor-thin two-seat majority. The opposition is demanding he resign, and some members of his party could side with the opposition in today's confidence vote. Bank of Canada Governor Mark Carney has been named as the world's top banking regulator. Chris Mayberry from the Canadian Press has the details.
The announcement was made this morning at the G20 leaders meeting in Cannes, France. Carney is the new head of the Financial Stability Board, which oversees and tries to enforce reforms in the global financial system. It is a part-time post, meaning he will remain as governor of the Bank of Canada. Carney's seven-year term as the central bank governor expires in 2015. Chris Mayberry, the Canadian Press.
It's 8:06. 91X Sports and Weather are next.
37 solar. Are you looking for a way to go green and make a sure investment? Or maybe you're just looking to make some extra cash that could potentially pay your mortgage? Then you need to think solar. 37 solar. Thanks to the MicroFit and Fit program, the government is paying you a fixed rate for your power for the next 20 years. For more information, call 613-962-8623. That's 613-962-8623. Or email info at 37solar.com. 37 Solar, as reliable as the sun.
In 91X Sports, the Wellington Dukes were outscored in their third period last night, losing to Kingston 4-2. Both teams had 42 shots on net, with Cam Yule scoring both of Wellington's goals. Wellington Dukes play home to St. Michael's tonight, while Trenton is home to Peterborough. Toronto goalie Ben Scrivens won his NHL debut as the Maple Leafs beat Columbus 4-1. Scrivens says he was ready to play.
I was obviously excited, but you know, I didn't want to get too excited. I want to just come in and try and play my game, and for the most part, I did that. I'd like to control a few more rebounds next time, but we got the win, and that's the most important part to me.
Ryan Smith scored in his first game back in Los Angeles since the Kings honored his request to trade him back to Edmonton, and the Oilers went on to win their sixth in a row, 3-0. Nikolai Khabibulin stopped 19 shots for his second shutout of the season. Edmonton is off to an 8-2-2 and hasn't lost in regulation with Khabibulin between the pipes. Jerome Iginla scored his third and fourth goals of the season, and the Calgary Flames beat the slumping Detroit Red Wings 4-1. Detroit is winless in the last six. Matt Cullen had two goals and an assist, while the Minnesota Wild unleashed 45 shots on Corey Schneider in a 5-1 win over Vancouver. Andrei Pavelec stopped all 34 shots he faced in the Winnipeg Jets' 3-0 victory over the New York Islanders. Pekka Rinne stopped 35 shots after signing the richest contract in team history, and Patrick Hornquist scored in his fourth straight game to lift the Nashville Predators to a 3-0 win over Phoenix. Rinne received a big gift on his 29th birthday, signing a 7-year, $49 million U.S. contract. The Toronto Argonauts beat the Hamilton Tiger Cats for the first time in 2 years. Dalton Bell threw two touchdown passes to Andre Dury, and the Argonauts head off into the offseason with a 33-16 win over the Tiger Cats. It's the third time in 4 years the Argos have missed the playoffs. Hamilton visits either Montreal or Winnipeg in the East Division semifinal. Matty Ulu, who was once a part of the All-Ulu outfield for the San Francisco Giants with brothers Philippe and Jesus, died Thursday in his native Dominican Republic. He was 72. Matty Ulu won the 1966 National League batting title with Pittsburgh when he hit .342. The Ulu brothers made history in 1963 when they appeared in the same outfield for several games. 10 old-timers are being considered for induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Jack Briggs from the Associated Press has the details.
This year's Veterans Committee ballot for the Baseball Hall of Fame includes a mix of players and administrators. Former Dodgers first baseman Gil Hodges and general manager Buzzy Bavasi and former Athletics owner Charlie Finley are among 10 candidates. Ken Boyer, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Allie Reynolds, Ron Santo, and Louis Tiant will also be on the ballot. Candidates must receive votes on 75% of the ballot to be elected. This is Jack Briggs.
In 91X weather, there'll be sun, sun, and more sun. Today will be sunny with a high of 7. It'll be clear tonight with a low of minus 4. More sun tomorrow with a high of 7. And again on Sunday, sunny with a high of 10. At 8:10, it's minus 2 degrees. I'm Jennifer Bowman. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 8:30.
91X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Bellevue.